I'm Tayshia Stevens. In a reversal, President Biden has signed a pardon for his son, Hunter.
Despite previous promises not to use the power of his office for the benefit of his family members, the president announced a full and unconditional pardon for Hunter Biden. He said it is clear that Hunter was treated differently in his gun and tax cases, saying his son was the target of political opponents. The move comes weeks before the younger Biden was set to receive his punishment after his trial conviction in the gun case and guilty plea on tax charges. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump announces his nominee for FBI director.
Kash Patel was part of the previous Trump administration, serving as senior director for counterterrorism in the National Security Council. Now he'll head the FBI if confirmed by the Senate. Picking Patel to head the FBI enforces Trump's view the government's law enforcement agencies require a full overhaul.
Patel's a former public defender. He spent several years as a Justice Department prosecutor. He's promised to clean house at the FBI. The U.S. Navy's ready to launch a retrofitted destroyer to carry the fleet's first hypersonic weapons.
The USS Zumwalt has been undergoing renovations for more than a year at a Mississippi shipyard where workers have replaced inactive gun turrets with missile tubes. Pressure from Russian and Chinese developments have pushed the U.S. to deploy hypersonic weapons, which travel at five times the speed of sound. Once complete, the upgraded Zumwalt is seen as a platform to conduct fast precision strikes from greater distances. It will be undocked this week to prepare for 2 to 3 more years' worth of tests as it returns to duty. George Williams reporting.
This is SRN News. A leading insurance company goes all in on the queer trans agenda, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The next time you call Geico, don't be surprised if the person who answers the phone tells what their preferred pronouns are and corrects you if you get them wrong. According to an internal Geico memo published by Libs of TikTok, the company is putting all of its employees through extensive gender ideology training and instructing them to make gender a part of every customer interaction. Geico is bucking a trend that's seeing other major firms abandon woke capitalism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
After more than 5 years of frenetic reconstruction work, Notre Dame Cathedral has showed itself to the world over the weekend. This following a devastating fire in 2019. Images broadcast live of the visit by the French President Emmanuel Macron showed the inside of the church, as worshippers may have experienced it back in medieval times. This is SRN News. Interpol says it arrested 1,006 suspects in Africa during a 2-month operation that clamped down on cybercrime. Correspondent Jeremy House reports.
The crime spree left tens of thousands of victims, including some who were trafficked, and produced millions in financial damages. The global police organization says Operation Serengeti, a joint operation with Afropol, ran from September 2nd to October 31st in 19 African countries and targeted criminals behind ransomware, business email compromise, digital extortion, and online scams. Interpol identified 35,000 victims during the operation, with cases linked to nearly $193 million in financial losses worldwide. Jeremy House reporting.
U.S. shoppers spent nearly $11 billion online on Black Friday. New data said that's up 10% from last year. More details at SRNNews.com.